Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all.
Y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
I appreciate where everybody's coming from, but I don't understand the celebration. I don't understand this uproar like suddenly a Super Bowl championship is coming to New York City. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you over the airways of SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio, as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, re-airing, of course, from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. By the way, if you want to send in your voicemail messages, just go to SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. That's SiriusXM.com/GetSerious, so I can play your voicemail messages and we can go from there. A lot of stuff to get into today. A big-time story is percolating. It's developing before our very eyes, involving federal prosecutors charging 20 men with alleged conspiracy to manipulate college basketball games. I'll get into that as the show progresses today. First order of business, however, is John Harbaugh, in all likelihood, about to be the next head coach for the New York Giants. They're working things out. They've pursued him. They've met with him face-to-face. He hasn't met with anybody else, although he was on the phone with the Atlanta Falcons. And as a result, in all likelihood, Jackson Dart, Brian Scatterbull, Malik Nabers, and others, Robinson and others, Brian Burns, etc., will have a new head coach. His name will be John Harbaugh. I respect the decision. I think that John Harbaugh has proven to be a damn good coach throughout the years. You don't survive 18 years in Baltimore for nothing. Every player that I've ever spoken to that has been coached by him has spoken highly of him. If you look at this tweet right now on X by Adam Schefter, the ultimate NFL insider, he said, John Harbaugh and the Giants are working to finalize an agreement to make him New York's next head coach. And barring a setback, a deal is expected. Multiple sources tell ESPN. The deal is not final and contract numbers still are being negotiated. There still is a lot of work through, one source said. But barring any setbacks, Harbaugh is ready to accept the Giants deal and the Giants are expected to hire him as soon as possible, per sources. I'm not here to tell you it's a bad hire because I don't believe it's a bad hire. I believe that John Harbaugh can coach. I believe that when you've coached 18 years in the National Football League, there's a level of respect and deference that you have earned, that you have achieved, that you have accomplished on your own. And I understand that. I just think we need to take into account that this is the New York Giants that we're talking about. And we also need to take into account John Harbaugh and how things ended in Baltimore after 18 seasons, a place where he won 61% of his games, had a 180-113 record. He won a Super Bowl in 2012. Okay, we know all of this. We also know he's coming to a Giants team that's 7-27 over the last two seasons. Okay, we get that part as well. A Giants team that's won since 2012, since John Harbaugh won the Super Bowl in 2012, that season, the New York Giants have won 36.5% of their games. Only three teams in the National Football League have been worse. They've had three winning seasons since 2012. They've had zero division titles. They've had two playoff appearances. They've won one postseason games. And obviously, they've had zero conference title game appearances. These are the facts since they've won the Super Bowl in 2012. So I'm looking at that and I'm saying, okay, you get somebody like Harbaugh who knows who's hired a few damn good coaches during his tenure. Most standout right now is McDonald in Seattle, who was his defensive coordinator, who's doing a hell of a job with the Seahawks. We get that part. My issue with John Harbaugh and all that's being said is that are we just going to ignore how things ended in Baltimore and the kind of things that are being said in Baltimore? Are we just going to ignore that? We're just going to act like that stuff didn't happen? We're just going to act like, you know, players didn't grow tired of him? We're just going to ignore the sound from the owner, Steve Bisciotti, of the Baltimore Ravens the other day when they asked him if Loop had made that field goal against Pittsburgh in the regular season finale and the Baltimore Ravens had won the game and actually went to the playoffs. Would that have changed anything? And Bisciotti said, for about a week. In other words, as soon as the playoffs were over, he was moving in a different direction because he had seen enough. We're just going to ignore that the owner for the Baltimore Ravens said that. A man that had worked with John Harbaugh all of these years. We're going to ignore the noise that's emanating out of Baltimore where folks are saying players wanted some changes. Players had asked Lamar Jackson to talk to John Harbaugh. Lamar Jackson went to talk to John Harbaugh, and John Harbaugh said, I've been doing this for a long time. In other words, step back, play football, I'll coach football and run this team. And essentially dismissed him, which is why Lamar Jackson subsequently went about the business of feeling a bit detached. Where he'd show up to meetings late or be seen eating fast food in meetings and stuff like that, just seemed like he didn't care. From what I'm being told, every interview that Steve Bisciotti has had talking with people thus far, whether that's a Mike McDaniels or anybody else, practically, or Cliff Kingsbury or somebody else, practically every question has been about Lamar Jackson. How do you feel about Lamar Jackson? What do you think about his style of play? How do you think that he could get better? How do you think that we need to evolve things around him? What about cultivating a relationship with him? How would you go about doing that? Et cetera, et cetera. Practically every damn question has been about Lamar Jackson, which tells you that somewhere along the way, John Harbaugh lost that relationship with Lamar Jackson. Doesn't mean they don't like each other. Doesn't mean they don't respect one another. Doesn't mean they don't hate one another. Nobody is saying that. What you're saying is that eventually you become detached, listening to a boss, having them talk to you, how they talk to you, what subject matter they broach when they do talk to you. You do get tired of it if you are a star like Lamar Jackson and you just ache for a change. Everything we've been hearing, that's what happened. But we're just going to ignore that when it comes to the New York Giants and Jackson Dart and a Scatterboo and all the things that the Giants need to do in order to get themselves better. Yes, they can rush the passer. Yes, they can catch passes. Yes, they got a quarterback with some moxie and a little bit of wheels because he can run with the football a little bit. He's also been in concussion protocol 5 times his rookie year. Five times. So we're just going to ignore that? Now, let me tell you what I think you could get excited about if you wanted to get excited about John Harbaugh. This is what I will openly confess that you can say. John Harbaugh did win a Super Bowl with Joe Flacco. He didn't win one with Lamar Jackson. Maybe a mercurial quarterback who's incredibly gifted and is clearly a top 5 player in the entire NFL consistently when he is healthy, is also some guy with such electrifying ability as a runner that you can't get him to be as composed or as receptive to a game plan as you would like. And in Jackson Dart, that might be something a little bit easier to pull off because he doesn't have an extreme level of athleticism and mercurial ability the likes of Lamar Jackson to lean on. So he's going to have to lean on a coach a little bit more than somebody like Lamar Jackson would have to lean on. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that kind of thing would bode well for the New York Giants, not to mention structure. The kind of people that are hired, the kind of people that are brought in. The kind of people that you're running and evolving your organization around. Again, I'm not here to throw any shade on John Harbaugh, just like I wasn't here to throw any shade on my man Mike Tomlin, who I love and respect. But we're going to do a sports show. We got to keep it a buck. We got to be one. You got to keep it 100. Well, what's going on? John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin are two different situations. And I'll get into Mike Tomlin and the Steelers in a second. But right now, let me say this about John Harbaugh. Mike Tomlin walked into the office of Art Rooney II, who owns the Pittsburgh Steelers, and said, it's time. It's time. This is it for me. He's probably going to take the year off because guess what? He has, what is it? He has 2 years left on his contract. So they said, okay, I'm going to take the year off, whatever. Steelers would probably be owed compensation. Certainly would be if he decided to coach this upcoming season, you know, next season, as opposed to taking a year off. But Mike Tomlin said that to Art Rooney Jr. and then proceeded to walk into the Steelers locker room, inform his players that he stepped down as head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And in doing so, what happened? The Steelers gave him a standing ovation. The locker room. Pound gave a pound and a hug to every single player in the locker room, from what I heard. And they gave him a standing ovation because they loved him. Steve Bisciotti, the owner for the Baltimore Ravens, called John Harbaugh on the phone. Didn't even tell him to come into the office. And he did explain it. We got a different kind of relationship. You know, hey, we got a different kind of relationship. And to have him come into the office just for me to fire him might not have been the thing to do. All right, that's his decision. And he has the privilege of being able to make that decision. My belief is that that's not the greatest look in the world. To pick up the phone and call him and tell him that, as opposed to an 18-year relationship. You know what? If you don't call him into the office, how about getting in your car and going to see him and talking to him face to face, man to man, and letting him know this is the decision that you made and here's why. And giving him the luxury of having that opportunity and a chance to say goodbye to the players. That's not what happened in Baltimore. It happened in Pittsburgh. All I'm saying is that there's reasons for all of this. And as we continue to probe this situation, because you know folks will do it, and we continue to probe and to try to discover what happened with Harbaugh and the players, we might learn some things. Now, that doesn't mean this man shouldn't be a head coach in the National Football League. It doesn't mean he's not going to do a good job with the New York Giants. It doesn't mean that he isn't worthy of it. The man coached 18 years. He's a Super Bowl champion. He is universally respected and should be. I know I respect him. And I do think that the Giants made a good decision. I'm just wondering about the overhyping of it all. You know, John Harbaugh won a Super Bowl in 2012. Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl in 2010. I didn't see everybody raving about things when he went to Dallas. And he won a Super Bowl in 2010. Where was the raving about him? And you know, one of the reasons we didn't rave about him, because when he ultimately departed from Green Bay, there were questions about his relationship with Aaron Rodgers. There was questions about him being a bit older and archaic. There were questions about whether or not the game had passed him by. Now, Mike McCarthy proved that wasn't the case, because he had back-to-back-to-back 12-win seasons. And he proved that he could still coach, even though Dallas didn't do anything in the playoffs. But my point is, there were still questions, and those questions diluted the level of excitement people normally would have about a new head coach coming to town. I'm saying that's how it should be about Harbaugh. Harbaugh's got some stuff to prove. Has the game passed him by? Is he the same guy? They started out 1-5. They won like 12, 13 games a year before, and I get that part. Just a couple of years removed from an AFC championship game. Just a drop two-point conversion by Mark Andrews from pushing the Buffalo Bills to the limit in the divisional playoff game. I get it. It wasn't a Pittsburgh situation where you hadn't won a playoff game since 2016. I understand it. I respect the hell out of John Harbaugh. But the New York Giants got a lot of work cut out for them. And I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm not that excited that Joe Shane is still there as the GM. Forget the fact that he was classless in the whole Hard Knocks / Soft Knocks episode, really exiling Saquon Barkley out of town, only to watch Saquon Barkley get his vengeance by rushing for over 2,000 yards, winning an Offensive Player of the Year award, and oh, by the way, a Super Bowl championship the minute he was gone from the New York Giants. Instead, we need to point to, what's your pieces? What do you have? You got Brian Burns, you got Dexter Lawrence, you got cats that can run the passer. What about your back seven? What about the safeties? What about your corners? On the offensive side of the ball, is Scatterbull the answer? He's coming off an injury. Is Jackson Dart the answer? He's got five concussions. He's been in rookie protocol, on concussion protocol, rather, as a rookie for five times. Malik Nabers got a nasty knee injury. He's coming back. That's a bad, bad brother. He is special when healthy. But how healthy is he going to be? Wendell Robinson. All right, he's good to go. But can he step in and be that number one in the event that Nabers can't go? And what else do you have on your roster? Giants got a lot of work to do. And oh, by the way, Harbaugh, you're bringing Todd Monken with you. Baltimore's offense over the last 3 years. In 2023, they were ranked fourth in scoring offense, sixth in total offense. In 2024, last year, they were ranked third in scoring offense, number one in total offense. This past season, the Baltimore Ravens dropped to 11th in scoring offense and 16th in total offense. I know Lamar Jackson missed about three or four games. But that is what happened. How many times did we find ourselves complaining that Todd Monken didn't give Derrick Henry the ball? The brother just rushes for 1,500 yards on a regular. Swats defenders aside like paper. Had fumbleitis on a few occasions. That's true. But what are we doing here? What are we saying? He's coming to New York and everybody said, oh, this is great because Monken is coming to New York with them. And the Giants offense should be so much better. The chemistry, the cohesiveness between Harbaugh and Monken, blah, 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 blah. Okay. They got stuff to prove is all I'm trying to say. That's all I'm trying to say. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call this. 888-623-3646. Y'all thinking about the fact that John Harbaugh is coming to town. And he's coming to town. I will remind you that Brian Daboll was a coach of the year when he first came on board. Where he at now? John Harbaugh. Everybody's excited. Everybody's talking. I got it. The thing that resonates with me, that stands out in my mind is all those players I mentioned for the New York Giants, none of them are Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. And there's not even a Super Bowl appearance, let alone a Super Bowl title to show for it. What am I supposed to think about the Giants? When for 7.5 years, you didn't win with Lamar Jackson. Meaning a championship. I know you won games, got to the playoffs. I just think those are legitimate questions that can't be ignored. I wish him well. He's a good coach. He deserves this opportunity. I'm not trying to poo-poo it like that. I'm just saying the folks walking around, like all of a sudden the Saviors arrive and now the Giants going to take the NFC East. You know, or they're going to be in a wild card. I will remind you, the Philadelphia Eagles are in the NFC East. They'll have a new offensive coordinator now that Petullo's been let go. The Dallas Cowboys will still have a prolific offense, assuming they keep Pickens to pair with CeeDee Lamb, and Dak Prescott is still there, of course. And then you also have the Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels. You think they're going to go through another season like they did just now? There's a lot to overcome, make no mistake about it. John Harbaugh's got his work cut out for him. We'll see what they're up for. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM. Mad Dog Sports Radio. Got a lot of stuff to get into. Got to get into the Steelers. And Art Rooney speaking about the Steelers situation and whether or not it's a rebuild. So we'll definitely get into that. Of course, a little basketball talk to get into. And, of course, this gambling scandal in college sports. There's a lot to talk about with all of that. And we will. My man Jay Glazer, NFL Insider Extraordinaire. He'll be on the show with us in a little while as well. There's a lot to get into, make no mistake about it. And I can't wait to do that. You're listening live to Stephen A., Sirius XM Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with your calls and more in a minute.